Charles Chick Harrington, helicopter pilot. That was in 1967. I was in university, not doing well, recalls Chick. It made me vulnerable to getting drafted. After he passed a battery of aptitude tests, Chick found himself sitting at a table across from three Army majors in uniforms. He remembers the exchange as follows. "So, Harrington, why should the United States Army spend all this money to teach you to fly a helicopter?" I said, "Well, I don't care about helicopters. You got any jets?" And he says, "No, the Army does not have any jets, but we need helicopter pilots." After a couple of months of basic training, Chick was sent to flight school in Fort Walters. He remembers that even before they completed ground school, about 20% of the candidates dropped out, due in large part to the constant harassment by officers. They'd ask you dumb questions, and if they didn't like your answer, you were doing push-ups and all that kind of stuff. Flight training in Hughes 269 helicopters consisted in an intense regimen of ever more complex maneuvers and emergency procedures. Students progressed to instrument and formation flying, cross-country and tactical training, and eventually transitioned to the more advanced Bell UH-1 Iroquois Huey. After a year-long training, Chick was flown in a commercial jet to Japan, then to the Ben Ho Air Base near Saigon, Vietnam, where he was loaded in the back of a Huey that flew at very low level to avoid artillery passing overhead. You could see beautiful palm trees just zipping by. And then we got to play coup, and we were what's called FNGs, effing new guys. Chick mostly flew the Cobra gunship. He remembers that pilots could fly three different types of helicopters: the Hueys to transport troops or pick up downed pilots, the Cobra gunship, or the Hughes scout helicopter nicknamed Loach. Pilots had no choice in the matter, except if they wanted to volunteer to fly as scouts, the most dangerous role. Chick recalls, "The tour of the scout was 6 months, 500 hours, or twice shot down. I mean, we lost a lot of scouts all the time. They got picked up mostly. Mostly, but not always. Basically, you're a fishing lure. You'd go out there and hover around over the trees. When they shot, you'd get out of the way, and the gunships would beat the hell out of the area." On one occasion, on a scouting mission, Chick's helicopter was shot down and his observer was killed. "I didn't know he was gone until he turned around, and there he was, until I came back and pulled him out. Climbed into another aircraft, and off we went, and it burned up right there." Chick had heard that Air America pilots earned five times as much money as Army flyers. While still on his tour in Vietnam, Chick sent in his resume on a whim in response to a magazine job ad. It was in ballpoint pen on notepaper, and I sent it in. It wasn't until more than a year later that Chick was invited to an interview in Washington, D.C., followed by a lengthy written psychological profile test. To his great surprise, Chick found out that he had passed the test with flying colors. "We had these different jobs, regular jobs that they did, and one of them was to go around and pay the South Vietnamese military. There was a route to these little outplaces, and you land, and then you pay. Pop out, go to the next place." Chick recalls that while it could get dangerous at times, the work was much safer than his time in the Army and paid about eight times as much, entirely tax-free. Chick recalls living in a luxurious villa. "I was in Saigon doing what 24-year-old guys do, chasing girls, drinking, hanging out, and living like lords."